We're in Simon Tov Reish Tzadi. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel. The Mechaber had just stated that even if part of the Megillah is missing, it's okay as long as Rove of the Megillah is there. The Rama adds, Avalim Hishmi Tchilaso Sofa, but if you leave out the beginning or the end of the Megillah, Afilu Miyuta, even if it's less than the majority of the entire Megillah, Lo Yatza, then you're not Yotze. The Afilu Be'emtza, even in the middle, where we say that you're allowed to not read part of it, mitoch haksav, dafka de lohish min inyan sholem. That's only if you didn't leave out an entire inyan. Aval b'yos mechese, if you have more than half of the Megillah missing, afilu hing suvos elashem utushtashos, im reshuma nikar, even if they're there, it's just rubbed out a little bit, psula no longer counts. Siv dalev, misha tovis b'yada Megillah she'enak sheira, someone who's holding a non-kosher Megillah in their hand, so they're holding a chumash or something like that, lo yikrim shaliach tzibur, they shouldn't read along with the shaliach tzibur, because maybe if someone hears them, they'll pay more attention to that person who's reading and not the shaliach tzibur, and you're supposed to be yotzei from the kriya mitoch haksav. El shmeva shosek, rather you should just listen and be quiet. The Rama adds, chen lo yisaya shum adam, al pet lechazan. A person should not help out the person who is reading the Megillah either. V'lachein osan psukim shakar nakahal. Therefore, those psukim which the tzibur reads out loud, says out loud, those four psukim that we mentioned, tzarech lechazan lachzor v'likrosu mitoch Megillah kshera. The chazan has to repeat them again from a kosher Megillah so that everyone hears it from that and doesn't hear it from those people who are reading by heart. Rather, they hear it from the shliach tzibur who is reading, and then they can be yotze with him. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only lechachila, what should be done. So too, if someone is reading from the Megillah and doesn't really know how to read appropriately, and therefore they have someone else standing there who's reading it from a chumash for them, the Chavetz Chaim writes that that person who's reading from the chumash will have to read it again afterwards from a kasher Megillah, because probably, since he's reading from the chumash in order to teach that guy who's reading appropriately, he's not going to be able to pay attention to the guy who's reading from the actual Megillah, and that will be a problem. And we've already mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah said earlier that ideally everyone should have a kasher Megillah in front of them so that if they're missing a word, they could read it instead. But even if they don't have a kasher Megillah, b'di'eved, better to read it one or two words from a non-kosher Megillah than to not be yotze at all. Siv hei, k'ra b'seirigin, da'ina shepasak ba v'shah achar kach l'chazer l'makom shepasak. If the person was reading and then they took a break for a little bit and then they went back to where they were, afilu shak de ligmar eskula yatza. Even if they stopped for a long enough break, which would allow them, this is the amount of time that it would take them to read the entire Megillah, they still are yotze. The Mishnah Berurah says that, as we learned earlier in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, this is only when you stopped because of ones, something which was out of when you stopped biratzon, it was your decision to stop in the middle. But if you stop because of an ones, something which is out of your control, then you would need to go back to the beginning to read again, but you would not make a new bracha. What type of ones is this referring to? So earlier in Siman Samachay and Hochos Kriyashma, the Magen Avraham said that this is only talking about an ones which was because of something which happened to you. Not something which was due to outside factors. Rather, you had to go to the bathroom or something like that. But a different type of ones, like someone, a robber or something like that, so then that's like a ratzon, and you would be able to just continue from where you were. You would not need to go back to the beginning. So it's only when it is an ones which comes from you, that's when you would have to go back to the beginning. The Rama adds, afilu sach bein time, even if you spoke in the middle, you took a break and you started talking, that's also still okay. Mihu gorim misha sachbein time. However, we do tell people you're not supposed to talk. Mishnah Berurah said this is only talking about the person who's reading the Megillah. He would be allowed to stop and then talk and then continue. But someone who's listening to the Megillah and then they talk in the middle and therefore they don't hear the Megillah, even if they miss one word, so then many poskim hold that you're not yotze, and therefore it's important that everyone have, again, the chumash in front of them, so that if there's a haman klopper or something like that and they can't hear the words, that they would read it on their own. Rav Nissen Karelitz says that when it comes to speaking in the middle, so if there are people who are making too much noise during Haman, you would be allowed to speak and say, hey guys, stop clopping so much, and that's not considered to be a hefsek. That is the tzorech of the Megillah, and then for sure that would be okay. If someone stops in the middle for a really long time and they have a hesek hadas, like they had to take someone to the hospital, or they went to sleep or something like that because they weren't feeling well, and then they wake up, so Rav Yashav says that something like that, that you would have to go back to start from the beginning and even make a new bracha. Sorry, he says you would need to make a new bracha, but you would start from where you had stopped from. So you had a hesek hadas on the bracha, but not a hesek hadas on the kriyas Megillah. So you could continue reading the Megillah from where you were, but you would need to make a new bracha in that situation.